This is an audio summary for your AIL 80102 course. The reading is Prediction Machines, Chapter 15, Decomposing Decisions, by Ajay Agrawal, Joshua Gans, and Avi Goldfarb. Today's artificial intelligence tools are far removed from the human-like intelligence of science fiction, the kind often called Artificial General Intelligence, or a GI, or Strong AI. The current generation of AI tools provides prediction and little else. But the authors quote Steve Jobs to put this in perspective. One of the things that really separates us from other primates is that we're tool builders. Jobs used the bicycle as an example of a tool that gave humans superpowers in movement beyond what any other animal could achieve. He felt the same way about computers. What a computer really is, he said, is the most remarkable tool we've ever built. It's like a bicycle for our minds. That's exactly what AI prediction tools are today. They're bicycles for our prediction abilities. Today's AI tools predict the intention of speech in Amazon's Echo. They predict command context in Apple's Siri. They predict what you want to buy in Amazon's recommendation engine. They predict which links will get you the information you're seeking through Google search. They predict when to apply the brakes in Tesla's autopilot to avoid danger. They predict the news you'll want to read in Facebook's newsfeed. None of these tools automate an entire workflow. Each one delivers a prediction component to make it easier for someone to make a decision. AI empowers. But here's the practical question every manager faces. How should you decide whether to use an AI tool for a particular task in your business? Every task has a group of decisions at its core, and those decisions have some predictive element. The authors provide a framework for evaluating AI within the context of a task. Just as they suggested identifying tasks by breaking down workflows, they now suggest taking each of those tasks and decomposing them into their constituent elements. To do this systematically, the authors developed what they call the AI Canvas, a visual framework that helps you separate the parts of a decision. The Canvas emerged from their work with many startups in their innovation lab, each building specific AI tools for enterprise customers. These companies would identify task opportunities within business workflows, deconstruct them, isolate the decisions with prediction elements, and build their business around providing a tool for that specific prediction. The AI Canvas has 7 key elements, each derived from the decision framework introduced earlier in the book. Think of these elements as the complete anatomy of a task. At the center is prediction. What do you need to know to make the decision? Then there's input. What data do you need to run the predictive algorithm? Training, what data do you need to train the algorithm? Judgment, how do you value different outcomes and errors? Action, what are you trying to do? Outcome, what are your metrics for task success? And feedback, how can you use outcomes to improve the algorithm? Let's walk through a real example to make this concrete. AtomWise is a biotech company offering a prediction tool to shorten the time involved in discovering promising pharmaceutical drug candidates. Millions of possible molecules might become drugs, but testing each one is expensive and time-consuming. How do drug companies decide which to test? They make educated guesses, or predictions, based on research about which molecules are most likely to work. AtomWise CEO Abraham Heifetz explains the core challenge with elegant simplicity. For a drug to work, it has to bind to the disease target, and it has to fail to bind to proteins in your liver, kidneys, heart and brain, everywhere that would cause toxic side effects. It comes down to stick to the things you want to stick to and fail to stick to the things you don't. If drug companies can predict binding affinity, how well molecules will stick to disease targets and how well they'll avoid sticking to healthy tissue, then they can identify which molecules are most likely to work. AtomWise provides this prediction by using AI to predict binding affinity and recommending to drug companies a ranked list of which molecules have the best binding affinity for a disease protein. For example, AtomWise might provide the top 20 molecules with the highest binding affinity for the Ebola virus. Rather than testing molecules one at a time, AtomWise's prediction machine can evaluate millions of possibilities. The drug company still needs to test and verify candidates through a combination of human and machine judgment, but AtomWise's AI tool dramatically lowers the cost and accelerates the speed of finding candidates worth testing. Where does human judgment come into play? in recognizing the aggregate value of a candidate molecule to the pharmaceutical industry. The value takes two forms, targeting the disease and understanding potential side effects. When selecting molecules to test, the company needs to determine the payoffs of hitting the disease and the costs of side effects. Heifetz made this explicit. You're more tolerant of side effects for chemotherapy than for an acne cream. That judgment is irreducibly human. The Atomwise prediction machine learns from data on binding affinity. As of 2017, it had 38 million public data points on binding affinity, plus many more it purchased or developed. Each data point includes molecule and protein characteristics, plus a measure of binding strength. The machine learns that with protein characteristics as input, it can predict which molecules have the highest binding affinity. It can even predict whether molecules never before produced are likely to have high binding affinity. Now let's decompose this task using the AI canvas. Action: what are you trying to do? For Atomwise, you're testing molecules to help cure or prevent disease. Prediction: what do you need to know? Atomwise predicts binding affinities of potential molecules and proteins. Judgment: how do you value different outcomes? Atomwise and its customers set the criterion for the relative importance of targeting disease versus the costs of potential side effects. Outcome: what are your metrics for success? For Atomwise, it's the results of the test. Ultimately, did the test lead to a new drug? Input: what data do you need? Atomwise uses data on disease protein characteristics. Training: what data trains the algorithm? Atomwise uses data on binding affinity of molecules and proteins, along with their characteristics. Feedback: how do you improve? Atomwise uses test outcomes, regardless of success, to improve future predictions. Atomwise's value proposition lies in supporting a prediction task in its customers' drug discovery workflow. It removes the prediction task from human hands. To provide value, it had to build a unique data set around binding affinity. The prediction's worth is in reducing the cost and increasing the success likelihood for drug development. Atomwise's clients then use that prediction alongside their own expert judgment about payoffs, creating a hybrid system where the machine predicts and humans judge. This same canvas is equally useful in large organizations. Let's apply it to MBA recruiting, the decision of which applicants to accept into a program. The action is to accept applicants into the program. The prediction is whether an applicant will become one of the 50 most influential alumni 10 years after graduation. Judgment is the trickier part. You need to determine the relative value of accepting a top-tier candidate versus the cost of false positives, accepting someone who won't be influential versus false negatives, rejecting someone who would be influential versus not targeting people outside the top tier at all. Where does this canvas come from? First, recruiting requires a prediction. Who will be the best or most valuable student? That seems straightforward until you realize you need to define best, and different definitions lead to different predictions. The school's strategy helps identify this. Many organizations have mission statements that work beautifully for marketing brochures, but don't translate into clear prediction objectives for iBusiness schools have implicit or explicit strategies defining best. Some maximize standardized test scores. Others focus on broader goals like boosting the school's rankings. Some want diversity. Some want international students. Some want a mix of quantitative and qualitative skills. A school can't pursue all these goals simultaneously and maintain excellence in all dimensions. It must choose. In this example, imagine the school's strategy is having the greatest impact on business globally. That's strategic because it's global rather than local and targets impact rather than, say, maximizing student income. For the AI to predict global business impact, you need to measure it. As the reward function engineer, you'd look for training data that serves as a proxy for global impact. One option is identifying the best alumni from each class, the 50 alumni from each year with the biggest impact. Choosing those is subjective, but not impossible. Once you specify the objective, identifying input data is straightforward. You need application information for incoming students. You might also use social media. Over time, you observe actual career outcomes and use that feedback to improve predictions. The predictions tell you which applicants to accept, but only after you've specified your objective and judged the cost of mistakes. Here's a deeper insight the canvas forces into the open. When you try to apply AI to a business problem, you often trigger an existential organizational discussion. What is our real objective anyway? For a business school, it's easy to say you want the best students, but specifying what best means requires real clarity. Highest salary upon graduation, most likely to become a CEO within 5 years, most likely to donate to the school later, most diverse. Most likely to invent something transformative. Even seemingly straightforward objectives, like profit maximization, get complicated. Should you predict the action that maximizes profit this week, this quarter, this year, or this decade? Companies often find themselves going back to basics to realign on their objectives and sharpen their mission statement as the first step in their AI strategy work. The AI canvas isn't just a tool for building AI systems. It's a tool for organizational clarity. By forcing you to specify prediction, judgment, input, training, action, outcome, and feedback, it compels you to articulate precisely what you're trying to do. The framework works whether you're managing a biotech drug, discovery workflow, or recruiting MBA students. In each case, the AI tool supports a prediction task, but only after you've understood everything else that goes into the decision. The real power of the canvas is that it reveals how prediction serves judgment, never replaces it.